Ba 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 ba. Wait a second. This isn't just my podcast. This is a podcast for all the podcasts. You know, my family members are cool. So guess what? They made their own podcast. So let's start out with one that is cool. And this one is made by an 18-year-old baby. So, let's get ready for an episode of Birdie Calls.
Hi, Birdie. Do you want to have your own podcast called Birdie Calls?
Mommy?
Yeah?
She can already talk. It's great.
Yay!
Can you say, love you?
Love.
Can you say, Luke?
Yes.
Can you say, Noah? Say, Abby.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So, she's very chatty, but also one day she will talk straight from her heart. She will say good things. She could be the president of words. Well, are you ready for our next podcast? This one is by a five-year-old, and it's called Luke Says the Darndest Things. Here is part of it.
Hi, and welcome to the second episode of Luke Says the Darndest Things. In this episode, Luke will not only be staring at his reflection in the phone, but he'll also share his thoughts on a variety of topics. Ready, Luke?
Yes. If I can say that.
How many times? You can only say cake 10 times.
10 times cake.
Yes, well, now you've said it twice, so you only have 8 more times.
No, I do not.
Yeah, you didn't say it, so you can still say it 8 times. So, Luke, what do you think of sleeping?
I think it's like eating macaroni.
You think sleeping is like eating macaroni? Tell me how.
When I'm hungry in the night.
Do you get up and eat macaroni?
No.
In the middle of the night?
No. But I do, it does feel like I am.
Oh, you're happy?
Yeah.
So sleeping is like happy because it's like eating macaroni?
Yes.
Oh, that's so clear. I don't know why I needed more explanation.
Well, you can already see his thoughts about things. And this is his first gut reaction. But he is speaking from his heart. And true is true. But also, you need to see that he is a great singer. You ready? Set. Time for some music.
Hi, and welcome to the
Cats
make things funny?
Yes. Squatting the couch. Oops, sorry.
What makes something sad?
Without the cat.
Without the cat.
That would be sad.
What makes something fun?
Dancing with the cat.
So you're kind of like the cat.
So in today's episode, the word cat is what you're going to use a lot.
Yes, now I will sing. La 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 la, I like to sing. La 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 la. La, I'll sing all day, baby. La 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 la.
Are you watching your voice make
la 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 la, yes. La la.
Hi.
Well, you can see, he's a good singer. One day, he'll be up on the stage, singing as a famous opera singer, and I would shout, I know that guy! He said, no, I will sing in one of his podcasts. And then he sang la 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 all through it. Yeah, that'll happen someday. So the next episode is called Guess What It Is. It's about stories just like mine, but it doesn't have a name. If you call this a name, or if you don't. But this is Noah name yet. This is one of his stories called Sweet Potato and Clever Squirrel.
Hi, a very clever squirrel who liked to play pranks and tricks on people. Now, one day he was walking along the forest to see if he could find any food. When he did find food, he found a lot of food. It was a field of potatoes. Then Squirrel remembered that she couldn't just go in there and pick all the potatoes and just roll them away. There was probably some farmer, and everybody knows no one likes a squirrel in their yard. So she had an idea. Cool. She went and picked one basket of potatoes, and then went over to Aunt's house.
How can she get rich? By selling just one basket of corn? Listen to the story, Clever Squirrel and Sweet Potato, on our website. Now, ready, set, advertisement! Do you like my stories and everybody else's? Then subscribe. All you need to do is scroll down on a story, put in some information, and bingo! Anytime we have a new story on our website, boom, 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 you get it. Now, enjoy! Now, another one of our podcasts is called Bet You Don't Know These Jokes. Now, here is our first. This is a special edition.
Hi, this is Noah here, and this is a special edition of Bet You Don't Know These Jokes. These are my top 10 favorite jokes. Top 5 favorite jokes. What's the best thing to put into a pie? Your teeth! How is a baseball team similar to a muffin? They both depend on the batter. What did the carpet say to the floor? I'm on top of everything.
All right, that was the last of Noah's podcast. But there is one more podcast. And I think you might know the name. It is called Here's Your Stories. This story is called The Lamb with the Golden Fleece. Here is part of it.
This is Here's Your Stories, episode 6. Hope you... Then you believe it. Have you ever been on a trip, a vacation? Then you probably know what it feels like to be homesick. Even if you haven't, Fortune, the first one's name was May. The second one's name was Charles. And the third one's name was Julia. One day they set off to see what kind of fortune they could make. They wanted to become travelers and become rich. But then, one day, when they started off on an adventure, May said, I don't want to go. I miss my home. With that, they stayed in that hometown.
How are they going to make a fortune if they're homesick? How are they going to travel the world if they're homesick? Try and figure out on my podcast. Ba, 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 ba. What am I doing? This is supposed to be a family podcast. Sorry about that. But don't put your ears down.